This is Open Your Minds on 92.9. Danny and Amanda Lambros, our sexologist in studio tonight. We're talking about masturbation because May is the month of masturbation. So we've heard.
Which is wonderful.
It's also, you know, Mother's Day, Masturbation Month. It all works well. It all kind of relates. And right now we're chatting to Sydney Darnell out of Melbourne. She is a sex therapist on the topic. Hello, Cindy.
Hello there. Thank you for having me here today or this evening.
This evening, yeah. So glad that you could join us. Now, I'm just going to throw this at you. Masturbation, have you had any people come in with addictions to masturbation that, you know, any side effects or anything that we should know about in that terms?
I think I have had some clients who are concerned about the frequency of masturbation that they have. But in terms of it being an addiction makes it sound like something that's terribly pathologizing and something that we need to be scared of. By and large, people who engage in frequent masturbation generally don't have a problem with it. Sometimes people have compulsive behaviors and they can be around a whole bunch of things, one of which can sometimes be masturbation. But masturbation compulsions alone are not a really frequently occurring thing. And if I did meet a client who was concerned about the frequency of masturbation, I would firstly ask them what it was about the frequency that concerned them, for them to tell me exactly how it is affecting their life negatively and how they would like their life to be different.
So if you were to give your top two tips on how to make masturbation as effective as possible, what would you provide us with?
I would say, first of all, that you need to slow down. So that notion that we all have of sex and masturbation being about orgasm, sex and masturbation being about sort of a sense of achievement and a sense of outcomes, and that's fantastic. But sometimes what can happen with masturbation, often, especially people who are single who are very dependent on masturbation as their sole source of erotic expression, will often say to me, yeah, but it's boring. And so I say to them, well, you know what? You're the one who's running the show. Change it up. You know, do something about it. And so there are so many ways that we can change it up. And the first thing I suggest to people is actually slow down. So instead of racing to the finish line, how quickly before I have an orgasm, set yourself a challenge of slowing down. See, how long can I last without having an orgasm, and really giving yourself the opportunity to explore your genitals. So if you happen to have a penis, instead of focusing just on the tip of the penis, which we know is one of the most sensitive parts, focus on the muscles inside. Focus on what happens lower down in the penis. Focus on the testicles. Some fellas might even like to focus on their anuses. That's a whole other realm that a lot of fellas don't get the opportunity to explore, and it doesn't have that kind of peak sensation that a standard sort of penis masturbation session would have. It can bring a much deeper, slower sensation. And for women, instead of focusing just on the clitoris, which is fantastic and it's something that a lot of women should do, to let themselves explore both the inner and outer sets of lips, and to really even give themselves an opportunity to masturbate with a mirror so they can actually see what they've got. Because a lot of girls, a lot of us don't have an opportunity to really look at what our bits look like.
Absolutely.
And so being able to really see what we look like helps us better understand what our partners see.
Brilliant. Cindy, do you think masturbation is a taboo topic? Like, I don't think I could sit at a table with my girlfriends at dinner and say, yep, you know, I do it. I'd be embarrassed.
And look, so there's different levels of embarrassment. Some people are very uncomfortable discussing masturbation, especially because there is still a taboo around it. There is still that sense of shame. There's a hangover from many years ago where a lot of us are told that it's not something that you should do and it's not something that you should explore. But when we stop and think about it, I guess I'm interested to know why.
Well, it is just good to be open about it then. Sydney, thank you so much for coming on the show tonight.
Oh, you're very welcome. Thank you for having me.
You can check out Cindy's website, www.cindydarnell.com. That's CYNDIDARNELL. Have a great night, Cindy. Thank you.
Thank you.